I'm going to butcher this, so I'm not going to mention it any further. Anyhow, but Steam was the one I remember. But anyhow, and a lot of them, yeah, they do get noted by a lot of people when they get aired. VG.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that Steam song. I had no idea who the artist was. I've heard that thing at so many sporting events and, you know, had no idea where it came from, so, or where it comes from. So thanks for that. I always seem to learn something on here. And Terry Jacks, yeah, Seasons in the Sun. That song has a long history, and other artists did it, including French artists. But I guess his version is the one we remember. I don't want to remember it. All right. Thanks, Cam. And before we go back up to the top for our last round, do we have any other check-ins? This is the Sounds Good Net.
Can I please check in? Cue out November 4, let's go, Whiskey Tango.
KB2SGJ, Kilo Bravo 2, Sierra Golf Juliet, John in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
All right, a couple more. KB2SGJ, John, you're on the list. And up first, KN4EWT, welcome to the net. Your audio is a little hot, but I don't know if that's you or just whatever you're connected to, but just letting you know. Anyway, KN4EWT, how are you this evening?
It's been pretty good, and I apologize about that. I'm on DMR. My all-star note is acting kind of silly right now. But I got a couple for you before I run back in here into the pizza shop. I like a Wookiee, my Wookiee, which was also made popular by the Six Flags commercial. And, talking about Chumbawamba.
Yep, you broke up a little bit there, but I did get the two that you mentioned. And, yeah, definitely sub-thumping Chumbawamba. Apparently they have lots of good stuff, but I've only heard that one song. They're one of those bands I need to go back and check out again, because people recommend I check their other stuff out. Thanks for that, and thanks for checking in tonight. And KB2SGJ, welcome to the net.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Glad to be here again. Chris, first off, I want to mention something. You had said that Jose Feliciano had wrote Light My Fire and Robbie Krieger and The Doors covered it. I think that goes the other way around. I'm almost 100% sure that The Doors wrote it and Jose Feliciano covered it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anybody wants to jump in later. On the subject of one-hit wonders, you know, technically, the one-hit wonder is defined by songs that make it to the top 40 Billboard. So with that, weirdly enough, and I'm going to say The Grateful Dead. And it sounds weird to say The Grateful Dead are one-hit wonders, but the only song they ever made that made it to the top 40 Billboard was Touch of Grey. And Trucking made it to the top 100, but it didn't break into the top 40. True one-hit wonder, though, that I'm from northern New Jersey, and this guy named Dean Friedman wrote a song called Ariel in 1977. And it was very popular, especially because it made numerous references that were very recognizable to anybody born in or, you know, from northern New Jersey, like myself, mentions Paramus Park Mall and doing benefit music gigs at the local volunteer ambulance corps. So Dan Friedman, I'm incorrect. It's Dean Friedman. Okay, come back on that subject of Jose Feliciano, though. I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Oh, yep, you're absolutely right. According to the internet, AI, et cetera, the Doors wrote Light My Fire. And yeah, that's an interesting definition of one-hit wonder. I didn't come across a specific, you know, they must chart in the top 40, but, you know, that makes sense. And I agree with you on the Grateful Dead. As big a fan base as they have, you know, they have that whole subculture and as much material as they put out, that's the one song that sort of went wider, got a wider market, radio airplay, etc. Although, I don't know, people might mention Truckin'. I'm not a big Dead fan, I'm probably annoying everybody by just talking about them. Back to you, KB2SGJ, B3RWJ.
Yeah, I didn't realize it, and people probably don't either, but by strict definition, that the one-hit wonder means that your song has to make it to the top 40 Billboard. So, okay, well, enjoying the net, Chris. I'm glad I came back, and I'm going to be a regular. KB2SGJ.
All right, I'm glad you came back too, John. And repeater phone is sounding great. We're going back to the top. This is the last round, 73 round, whatever you want to call it. N0SMC, Jose, if you're still there, anything else for the net tonight? Jose is gone. Okay, how about Jeff? KI5UTI, anything else for the net?
Yeah, KI5UTI. Boy, Chris, I thought you were gonna say this one. I really did. 8675309, Jenny, Tommy Two Tone. I'm almost positive that is absolutely one hit. And the other one is a Black Betty, Ram Jam. I was thinking of that one, and I'm pretty darn sure that's also a one hit wonder. That's what I got tonight. I'm listening in, KF5UTI.
I'm actually here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jose.
Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. Interesting fact. The owner of Studio 54 was getting investigated by the IRS, and he made that song his little anthem. So what he did, because he had wads and wads of money, he paid off all the local DJs in the New York Metro radio area to play that song, and you could not turn around without hearing the song on just like every station, sometimes on two stations at the same time. It drove us nuts. We hated that thing.
Wow, all the deals and scams and shady stuff that goes on. That's a great story. Thanks for that. And Jeff, thanks for mentioning those too. Great classic rock radio staples. I wonder how many people dialed that phone number back in the day. Probably a lot. Just to try it. All right. Thanks, Jeff. And thanks, Jose. George, if you're still with us, N5INK, anything else for the net tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gloria Gaynor, she had I Will Survive, but she also had another hit for she did her cover of Never Can Say Goodbye, which was a big disco hit, too. So maybe she's a two-hit wonder. I don't know. And let's see, two songs. Chevy Van by Sammy Johns and Incense and Peppermints by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. I think that's the next two that come to mind. What brought that up was the status quo song back in the psychedelic days. Anyway, hope everybody has a good week, and thanks for running the net and doing a great job as usual, Chris. And we'll talk to you all later. We'll be listening out. N5INK, back to net control.
Thanks, George. Hey, I've actually heard that strawberry alarm clock song, although I can never remember the crazy name of the band. Now, I haven't heard the other one, though. But thanks for those. Speaking of the 60s, did Vanilla Fudge ever do anything other than Keep Me Hanging On? I think that's the only one of theirs I've ever heard. Thanks, George. Hope to catch you next week. And Mark, if you're still there, VA3HES, anything else for the net?
Thanks, Chris. VA3H is returning. Okay, I got a couple more for you. Ultravox, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. Who else? Saturday Night, Wakefield. And what was the other one? Oh, surprised no one said this one before. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. That definitely is a cemented one-hit wonder in my head. And one more. Here's an earworm for you to listen to tonight. Alexi Sale, Didn't You Kill My Brother. I urge you to go listen to that song. The song will drive you nuts, but listen to the lyrics. It's very, very Zappa-esque. That's all I got for tonight, Chris. Have yourself a great week, and talk to you soon. And everybody on the net, have a great week, too. VA3HES, back to net control.
Thanks, Mark. I will definitely look that one up. The title has me hooked. I will do that right after the net. Thanks for joining us. Always great to hear you. And let's see. Patrick, you're up next. NT9A, anything else for the net?
Yeah. So I was looking down the list here and coming up with some ones that I definitely remember from my childhood. Too Shy by Kaja Gugu. I also just found Kaja Gugu to be fun to say, so wanted to do that one. Let's see here. Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science. For sure, one-hit wonder. The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony, which is a one-hit wonder and also landed them in legal trouble with the Rolling Stones, if I remember correctly. The Proclaimers, I'm Going to Be 500 Miles. Heard that song a million times when I was a child, but couldn't name any other Proclaimers songs. And then one that actually surprised me was Jeannie C. Riley, Harper Valley PTA. I guess she only made it to the top 40 once, but that seems like a genre and era of music, and where she would have had more than that one hit. That one surprised me a bit, but I digress. So what song are we looking up? I was watering plants, and I missed the name of the song. We have to look up after the net. NT90.
Oh, no. It was something about killing my brother. Mark, are you still there?
I'm still here. Alexi Sale. Hey, You Didn't You Kill My Brother.
Hey, You Didn't You Kill My Brother. Okay, I'm writing it down this time. All right, thanks for that. And Patrick, thanks for those. I've actually heard most of those. Lots of 80s stuff tonight. All right, let's see. WG3OZY, if you're still with us. Anything else for the net? One more try for WG3 Ozzy. All right. How about KF0SLS, if you're still with us? Anything else for the net? No problem, you too. Thanks for joining us tonight. How about N9, Oscar Foxtrot Bravo? Anything else for the net tonight?
Chris. This is Jeff in St. Francis, Wisconsin. So I got no more as far as the one-hit wonders, but I do have a question. I've been listening to this net for quite some time now, and whether I check in or not, and I always listen, but I'm wondering, it's always been a lot about music. Are there any gearheads out here? Are we ever going to talk about gear? Did you ever talk about gear? I'd love to know what people are using for speakers, amplifiers.